You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They're known as the Mother Earth Water Walkers. Two Anishinaabe grandmothers joined by Anishinaabe women and men walking the perimeter of the Great Lakes. They're hoping to raise awareness of the environmental and man-made threats against these lakes. They began walking in 2003. Since then, the Water Walkers have covered all of the 11,525-mile perimeter around the Great Lakes. And that's not all. They've walked along other waterways around the country, and they're continuing to plan more walks. Their story is now told in a beautiful children's book called Water Walkers by Brighton author Carol Trembath, with illustrations by David W. Craig. It tells the story of a little Ojibwe girl named Mai. Take a listen.
As I walked, I remembered my grandmother's words to her Ojibwe people. Our sacred water is in trouble. We will walk long distances with water in our copper pail and pray for the water with each step. We will circle the lakes to protect them for our children and our grandchildren. Grandmother planned to walk around each of the Great Lakes one by one. She taught me that it is our Ojibwe people's custom to watch over and protect the water. I thought about grandmother's words. I wondered how I could help. Grandmother told us we would start the first water walk around the big lake, Gichigami, Lake Superior. I wanted to go, too, but my big sister Winona and Uncle Joe said, "Mai, you are too little to go." My grandmother said, "Even our little ones can make ripples and waves. Mai will tell me what she sees, because she sees like the clever coyote." From then on, I became a water walker for Mother Earth.
That was Carol Trembath reading an excerpt of her children's book, Water Walkers, and she joins us now. So this story was inspired by Josephine Mandeman and the other real-life water walkers, and their mission was to walk around all of the Great Lakes to do exactly what?
Well, Josephine Mandeman is Ojibwe, and the chief of the Three Fires is Eddie Benton-Bonnet. Eddie Benton-Bonnet had a vision in 2003, and the vision was this: that in 30 years, if we do not take care of the water, an ounce of water will be the price of an ounce of gold. Josephine took up the challenge, and she decided to begin walking around the Great Lakes and down rivers and waterways to bring attention to the water. It's called collective consciousness. As people see them walking and as people hear their message, they will then pay attention to the water and what's going on.
And in your story, Little Mai is a great device because it helps you tell the story of what the water walkers did and why, and we learn about it through her eyes. What were the walks like?
Well, the real walks, the native people get up every morning at 5:30 and they go to the water, they bless the water, they sing to the water, and they leave their gift of tobacco. It is symbolic. But these are sacred words, and I went on the Ohio River Walk and I saw on a rainy, gray day exactly what happened. These songs are sacred, and so they asked the TV cameras to be turned off. And again, they do believe that water is life-giving force, and just like we would pray to have someone who is sick be great in health again, they do the same, and they do this every day, and then they walk 40 to 50 miles a day. When they went around Lake Superior, it took them 36 days of walking. They are joined by other people when they go around cities, but yes, they have walked a tremendous amount of time.
And as we learned from reading your book, Water Walkers, they carry a copper pail. Why is that?
Copper is sacred to the Native American people. The reason is, 5,000 years ago in the Midwest, they found copper in the UP. And ever since then, it has been one of their sacred elements. Whenever there is a situation in the Native reservations that someone is abused or in pain, they do take the copper pail around, walk around the reservation, and ask for donations with the copper pail.
So therefore, that copper pail is really for the Great Lakes.
Yes, it is.
Now, you've dedicated your book to this grandmother, Josephine, who came up with the idea. Tell us more about Josephine.
Josephine is an Ojibwe grandmother. She is not an elder. She has a great deal of strength and is an active, real-life Native American hero working every day to help the water.
Now, you are not Native American, are you?
No, I am not.
And how were you received when you started saying, "I want to write this book"? Was there any sense of, well, we'd rather have somebody from our side write it, or did they welcome you?
Well, there are two things going on here. The first is David W. Craig. He is the illustrator.
And David is Native American.
David is Native American, too. He was the only one that I sent the story to. And his agent called me back and said, "David has been asked many times to do stories. This is the first one he's agreed to do." Now, how it's been received, I saw Josephine in Thanksgiving time 3 years ago, and I gave her a preliminary copy of the book, and she said, well, it's not accurate. I said, well, it's fiction. But she also emailed me in January, and she said, I had misgivings about what you are doing. She said, it is our tradition to speak orally or draw. That is not your tradition. I respect that. But we asked in ceremony, what is it that she wants, meaning me? Is it for ego, fame, or money? And the answer came back, it is for the water, simply for the water. And so I give you my blessing and can rest easy. I have dedicated the book to her. She has allowed me to put her picture into the book and put in that email so Native American people will understand that I'm not in it for the trophy. I'm in it to help. I'm on a mission to help.
And I know you're going into schools and presenting a learning program tied around that, harkening back to your years as a teacher and librarian. What's in the program?
The purpose of this is to bring an awareness to children and understand their stewardship that they need to protect and take care of the water. It has been said over and over that our next crisis will not be oil. Our next crisis is going to be water.
And are you planning more stories about Mai? She's an adorable little girl.
Yes, of course I am. The next story will be called Stepping Stones, and it's about her journey around Lake Michigan.
We start with Superior and moving on to Michigan, so there are certainly more stories. Well, it is absolutely a beautiful story, and I know you're hoping that the children who read this become more aware than ever about preserving the Great Lakes.
Absolutely.
Carol Trembeth of Brighton, her children's book is Water Walkers, and again, beautifully illustrated by David W. Craig. You can check out her website, caroltrembeth.com, if you want to find out more about having that learning program brought to your school. Thank you so much for being with us.
I need to say, in Ojibwe, chi migwich, which means in Ojibwe, thank you very much.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.